There are many challenges in the farming business, but one of those hurdles is something people may not have talked much about until now. It's the problem of finding a mate. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside. It seems there's always some new enterprise sprouting on the web, and when this site came along designed for farmers, well, we were intrigued to learn more.
It's a new online dating service for farmers, ranchers, and good old country folk.
Jerry Miller is the founder of FarmersOnly.com, a dating website designed for farmers. His public relations job had him working with plenty of those in agriculture, and for the unattached members of that group, he found a common theme. It was difficult to find like-minded folks to date.
My slogan is, city folks just don't get it. City people talk about working 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, where farmers are working from 5 to 9 Monday through Sunday. And it's a mix of how much time people are working and just the amount of people in a geographic area.
When Jerry began the site, he didn't have any idea how its popularity would grow. What began as a part-time job for himself has blossomed into a business that requires several others to help maintain and run the site.
Smart Money Magazine did an interview when they found out about the site when I only had 1,000 members, and they asked me what my goal was, and I said probably about 10,000 members. But then right before they went to print, they called for an accuracy check, and they said, hey, you said you wanted 10,000 members. You already have 15,000 members, and do you want to reset your goals? And I said, sure, now let's, you know, like to have 100,000 members.
Although the name of his site seems to indicate you need to be a farmer, that's not really true. Jerry says you just need to be able to appreciate agriculture and a farmer's lifestyle.
Because the number of farms have gone down so dramatically over the years, there's a lot of people that have roots in farming. And they say their father used to have a farm, their grandparents. A lot of farms shut down. They had to move to the city to find employment. And I get quite a few members that talk about that and say they'd like to get back out to the country and meet somebody and start a farm again.
Although the site is relatively young, he's already had his share of success stories.
I have 4 people talking about getting married now, one set the date, and I'm getting emails every day just saying thank you. I finally met somebody, but I actually have 4 people that are engaged.
What began as a way to help a friend who was a divorced farmer has become a rewarding matchmaking business.
Started off kind of a mission for this one woman and kind of a hobby, and now I realize I'm changing people's lives.
Jerry says he thinks there's potential for 1 million members or more based on his research. For now, he's pleased that the site is helping people in agriculture meet and build relationships for life. Traveling the countryside, I'm Andrew McCrae.